Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 6th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. Partly cloudy and cool this morning. We are currently sitting at 42 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. There was an incident at Montgomery High School in Santa Rosa yesterday morning when a boy wearing a ski mask entered campus twice while carrying a knife. The boy is now in custody. The 16-year-old was not a student at the school and later threatened to stab another boy at a nearby Lucky grocery store before being arrested by police. No one was injured and the campus was not locked down. The boy was identified by video surveillance at the school. There are still some schools that are closed today due to the lingering effects of the storm. Dunham School District, Fort Ross Elementary, all schools in the Harmony Union School District, Kashiah School District, and Apple Blossom School are all closed. Also, Orchard View School and Twin Hills Charter Middle School in the Twin Hills Union School District are closed and will not have class today. PG&E says, please be patient. They are working hard around the clock to restore power to all those affected by the storm. Yesterday morning, over 49,000 were without power in Sonoma and Napa counties. Now, that number has fallen to just 19,000 in Sonoma County this morning. Restoring power in areas with so many downed trees is dangerous work and does take time. PG&E hopes to restore power for everyone by the end of the day on Thursday. California could soon legalize psychedelic therapy under a bipartisan bill being introduced today. Senator Scott Wiener and Assemblymember Marie Waldron want to allow people 21 and older to be able to legally use plant-based hallucinogens, mainly psychedelic mushrooms, under supervision to treat depression, anxiety, and PTSD. The proposal comes after Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill last year that would have decriminalized psychedelic mushrooms. He's just made in America. Some sad news this morning. Country music superstar Toby Keith has passed away at the age of 62. He had been battling stomach cancer since 2022. No official cause of death was given, but he did pass peacefully surrounded by family. He sold more than 40 million records with 42 top 10 hits and 20 that went to number one. There is only one person in the United States who was 116 years old, and she celebrated that birthday yesterday in Willits. Edie Ciccarelli was born in 1908, the same year Henry Ford introduced the Model T. She was the star of the party at the home where she lives and also of a drive-by parade where everyone wished her well. The only person on the planet who was older is a woman in Spain who's got her by 11 months. 7:34 KZST, we need an update on Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say hello to CHP Officer David Duretti. Hello there, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. A couple crashes out there to be aware of. The one out on Bohemian Highway, Market Street, that one just went into the clearing stages. We're all cleared out there. But northbound 101 at the River Road off-ramp is our new crash just came out in the last couple minutes or so, and we are en route for that one, along with tow trucks. So be advised of that one if you're heading northbound. For our slowdowns, southbound 101 out of Petaluma, still a bit slow at San Antonio Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Felciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
February is National Heart Month. Treat yourself, your heart, and your health by joining the Y, no matter your age, background, or ability. Joining the Sonoma County YMCA offers you a chance to sweat, keep your heart beating strong, meet new friends, and explore new interests. Achieving greater health and well-being is all about taking small steps. Take your first one by joining the YMCA. Join today at scfymca.org. The Sonoma County Family YMCA on College Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Download the free Upside app and earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. In sports, Brock Purdy went overtime on Super Bowl opening night. The San Francisco 49ers second-year quarterback began by saying he's ready to spoil Taylor Swift's trip to Las Vegas. He took questions for about 65 minutes from the media. And your forecast. Today, we've got some patchy dense fog out there, otherwise partly cloudy and cool. Only a very slight chance for a scattered shower. I think we'll be dry most of the day. Highs in the low to mid 50s. Tonight, turning cloudy, and there's a better chance for showers. Overnight lows in the 30s. It will be cooler, staying mainly cloudy tomorrow with showers. Highs in the low 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Okay, beer lovers, you can breathe easy. Take a deep breath. Production of Pliny the Younger was not impacted by a power outage at Russian River Brewing's facility in Windsor. A backup generator seems to have saved the day. Now, the beer won't be released in the brew pub until March 22nd. This is the third year in a row that it has been made available ahead of time in select bars and restaurants. Just a couple of the places you might be able to grab a pint are the Elephant in the Room in Healdsburg, McNear's in Petaluma, Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Pengrove, Stark's in Santa Rosa, and at both Hop Monk's in Sebastopol in Santa Rosa. That is, while supplies last, and that usually isn't very long. Better hurry. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Yeah. Sonoma County's KZST. It is Tuesday, February 6th, 7:42. A chilly 43 degrees in Santa Rosa. A mix of sun and clouds today. Temperatures mid-upper 50s. Up next, our hot topic of the morning.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish. And white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
Get ready for fish, food, and fun at the Lake Sonoma Steelhead Festival. Rain or shine from 10 till 4 on Saturday, February 10th at the Milk Branch Visitor Center. Get up close and personal with Steelhead as you watch them push upstream and climb the fish ladder. Enjoy educational exhibits, art projects, casting lessons, and even a chance to try your hand at archery. All these activities are free. The Steelhead Festival, Saturday, February 10th at Lake Sonoma. More info at steelheadfestival.org and on Facebook.
Hey, it's Boost Mobile here with a great deal to keep you connected. Now, when you switch to Boost, you can get a Samsung A15 for free or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. We're here to bring you the best phones on America's largest 5G networks so you can get after it. Switching is easy. Just head to your local Boost Mobile store. That's a free Samsung A15 or an iPhone 11 for $49.99. Only at a Boost Mobile near you. Requires port-in auto pay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating stores for details.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. How are you?
So I'm fine, and we are doing a Hot Topic, a live Hot Topic today, because we are covering Super Bowl best bets, places to view the big game here locally. And on the line with us, our Hot Topic, Mr. Armand Osiello, owner of Fifth Street Bar and Grill, Osiello's. Good morning, Armand.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Tuesday before the Super Bowl. Big day.
Big time here. Well, we have some questions for you because we are featuring a different place each day. And Osiello's, well, I mean, who doesn't know Osiello's? So tell us what you have going on for Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, playing the game. 42 Super Bowls I've run in a sports-oriented tavern, and 38 times at least I get that phone call first thing in the morning. Are you playing the game today? So yes, we'll be playing the game. We've got 25 TVs. We've got some specials going with Tito's and Jack Daniels. And we have a free football pool that we do because, you know, football pools are illegal, so we do it free, and we give away stuff. Lagunitas has graciously donated some stuff for winners of the each quarter.
Okay, wait, so it's illegal, but since you're not charging, it's okay?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just can't charge.
So
we give it away free, and people ask, well, what are you going to get? I said, well, what do you want for nothing?
Now, there is no bad seat in the house in your place because you've got so many TVs. So if you're going down there, no matter where you're at, you get a great view of the game. But you also made all the frames that go around all the TVs down there, didn't you?
Yes, I did. You know, when you put 25 TVs in a small, confined area like that, you tend to look like Best Buy. So I wanted to just kind of like blend them in. I put those frames around them years ago. Yeah,
good work.
What possessed you to purchase 25 televisions in one facility?
Well, you know, back in the day, all you needed was two TVs, one for the Niners, one for the Raiders. Well, you know, I sold my soul to the devil. I got the satellite dish, and I allow these other fans in. And there's eight games in the morning, And I don't know how people do it with like four TVs. You know, you got 16 different fan bases, you know, and then unless you got them all on one wall, you got the Philly game over here and there's nowhere to sit. So you have to have the Philly game over here too. So you got to have 16 TVs in order to, you know, take care of everybody that walks in. We just ended up with 25.
So
by the end of the day.
For those who don't know, where are you located so they can come in and when are you open?
609 Fifth Street, just off the corner of Fifth and Mendocino downtown. We open at 11 o'clock on the weekends, 12 o'clock during the week. And, yeah, we'll be rocking and rolling. We got the outside going. Got plenty of TVs for the brand-new parklet we built this year. We have four big TVs out there. So if you like to sit outside in the sun and bring the pooch with you, that you can watch the game outside.
Head on down. I do highly recommend a Bloody Mary and the Lava Love Burger, by the way.
Just, ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Really good. There you go. Been there many times. Hey, got a question for you before we let you go, Armand. What is your prediction for the game?
Oh, my God. I mean, you're really asking me this? I'm sorry. People come to me and ask me what the Giants are going to do. You know what I tell them? They're going to go 162-0. You don't admit your team is ever going to lose, ever. We're going to kick their tail. We're going to boat race them. Of course we are. But you know what? They ask, well, what's the score going to be? I don't care if it's 42-0 or 2-0. It doesn't matter. Just win, baby. Just win.
Well, you are quite a delight. Armand Osiello, owner of Osiello's Fifth Street Bar and Grill, having a party for Super Bowl Sunday, our hot topic of the morning. Hey, I have a song for you before we let you go here. So this is actually Miley Cyrus, who won a couple Grammys, by the way. This is her Party in the USA, but we're going to change the words to Super Bowl Watch Party at Osiello's.
Nice.
Hey, thank you so much. We'll see you down
there.
Thank
you, guys.
For Super Bowl Sunday at Osiello's.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands. Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see are stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drum my favorite tune. And the Britney. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding in my head like yeah. Moving
Multnomah County's KZST. Let's get a check on the commute with CHP Officer David Doretti in our Roner Park studio. Good morning. How's traffic?
Good morning, Debbie. We have a crash in Santa Rosa, southbound 101 over to the right shoulder at River Road. Sorry about that. Southbound at River Road over to the right shoulder. CHP's en route for that one. That's our only incident we have working. You can expect a delay heading towards that location. Northbound out of Roner Park, things are slowing down. We're backed up to Todd Road, heading up to downtown Santa Rosa. Also going to be delayed southbound 101 on the Cotati grade heading into Petaluma. Please drive safe. Make sure you're buckled up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Doretti on KZST.
When it comes to trees, Jeff Cowell at Image Tree Service would be what you call an expert.
I love my job.
And over the years, he's seen a few things.
What's the most common mistake people make? I would say they never prune their tree because they think that it could just grow by itself.
Image Tree Service knows how to prune trees. They've done over 5,000 jobs on hundreds of thousands of trees right here in Sonoma County.
Number two, planting the wrong tree. They either plant a species that grows too big and it's too close to the house, or they plant a species that grows too fast and it dies young.
If you need tree work at your home or your business or your forest, call Image Tree Service at 838-3555 because they know how to prune trees.
We've come and fixed stuff that husbands have screwed up, and then when they leave to go to work, we get called.
And they know how to keep a secret.
With a name like Image Tree Service, it has to be good.
A podiatrist will tell you about your feet. An orthopedist will tell you about your bones. A physical therapist will analyze your gait. A psychologist will help you manage your anxiety. But what if they're all connected? What if your walk affects your hip alignment and the loss of movement affects your mental health? At Kaiser Permanente, we know the body is connected in unseen ways. That's why our doctors work together to care for all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
It's time to shift into savings with Redwood Credit Union's auto loan rate sale. Now through February 29th, take advantage of a 0.75% rate discount on new, used, or refinanced auto loans from another lender. Lower rates mean affordable payments, putting you behind the wheel of the car you love. Apply online or ask for RCU financing at a dealership. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Discount effective through 2/29/24. Rates, terms, and special offers subject to change. Discount for purchases and refinances of existing loans from another lender. Restrictions may apply.
KZST.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds. After a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow. And when it's time you know, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 6th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. Partly cloudy and much drier for today. We are currently sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Santa Rosa's storied La Tortilla factory is set to close its production facility in Sonoma County at the end of March. The announcement came from Flagship Food Group, which acquired a majority stake in La Tortilla Factory back in 2021. According to the North Bay Business Journal, some of the 132 employees will work remotely, but some will also be let go. The company will relocate to Kansas, where Flagship Foods has a large production facility. La Tortilla Factory was started in 1977 by Jose and Mary Tamayo. It's official, our local homegrown.